रोज एक कहानी, मॉरल स्टोरीज फॉर किड्स इन इंग्लिश।
अ ब्यूटिफुल गिफ्ट। A young man was going to graduate from college. For many months, he had admired a beautiful sports car in a dealer's showroom. And knowing his father could well afford it, he told him that was all he wanted. As graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father would have purchased the car. On the morning of his graduation, his father called him into his private study. His father told him how proud he was to such a fine son, and told him how much he loved him. He handed over a beautiful wrapped gift box to his son. Curious, but somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a lovely leather-bound holy scripture. Angrily, he raised his voice at his father and said, "With all your money, you give me a holy book?" and stormed out of the house, leaving the holy book. He never even contacted his father again for a long time. Many years passed and the young man became very successful in business. He had a beautiful home and a wonderful family, but realized his father would have become old by now and thought he should go and see him. He had not seen him since that graduation day. Before he could make arrangements, he received a telegram telling him his father had passed away and willed all his possessions to his son, and that he needed to come home immediately to take care of the property. When he arrived at his father's house, sudden sadness and regret filled his heart. He began to search his father's important papers and saw the still new holy book, just as he had left it years ago. With tears, he opened the holy book and began to turn the pages. As he read those words, a car key dropped from an envelope taped behind the holy book. It had a tag with the dealer's name, the same dealer who had the sports car he had desired. On the tag, the date of his graduation was mentioned, and there was a line written, "How many times do we miss God's blessings because they're not packaged as we expect?"
These stories are presented by Ethnic Science Foundation with collaboration of Libra Welfare Society.